Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And if you're leaving Chicago past Naperville, keep going west out towards DeKalb, and there's something out there called Whiskey Acres. You may hear us talk to Nick Nagel sometimes and actually do their commercials. We're actually partnering with Whiskey Acres to do an event on Saturday, November 5th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join me. You'll get a shot glass or a souvenir shot glass, a commemorative shot glass. You'll get smash burgers and curds from Lodi Tap House, samples from the Barrel Warehouse. We'll do a tour of their distillery, and you'll get a chance to sample some of the bourbon that wins awards that is from corn grown by the folks at Whiskey Acres, hence the name. Nick, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks, John. And if you don't want to drive to DeKalb and you're already in Naperville, swing by Allegory. You can get an awesome Whiskey Acres cocktail there. It's a fantastic restaurant in downtown Naperville. There's a cool place called Tasting Divine that has some fantastic Whiskey Acres flights. Or go to Benny's or Malloy's in Naperville for some bottles to carry out. So, nice. Or come visit us on the farm in DeKalb, where we can, I guess I was going to say watch the corn grow, but it's almost all harvested now.
Yeah, no kidding. It's and by the way, our event, you can get details at WGNradio.com/events. That's where you can buy a ticket to our event. WGNradio.com/events. I'll be out there November 5th, 11 a.m. And you do grow your own corn, is that right?
Yep. Well, so we built the distillery on my business partner's farm, Jim and Jamie Walter in DeKalb, Illinois. And their family's been farming there since the 1930s.
Does that make you guys unique? I mean, do most distillers sort of have their own corn that somebody grows for them or that they grow?
If we were having this conversation in 1920, the answer would have been yes.
Really?
Prohibition essentially stopped farm distilling in its tracks. And really, up until the last 10 years, it didn't exist. And so the American Distilling Institute has a certification called a certified farm distillery. And we are the second certified farm distillery in the nation.
Really? So that's a matter of pride for you, that you control it from the seed to the bottle, huh?
Seed to spirit is what we like to say.
Yeah.
And you know, there's several reasons why. Pride is a big point of it. It's a way to diversify the farm and really showcase what we do well. It makes for a fantastic story. It makes for a fantastic visitor experience to be able to come and see and taste and be part of that entire process, and truly affects the quality of the ingredients that we use for distillation. We only use about 10% of what we grow to operate the distillery, so it allows us to be very selective. You know, the phrase cream of the crop is truly applicable to what we use for distillation.
What do you distill? Bourbons and whiskeys, or are those the same thing?
Yes, no. So all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. Our primary product is bourbon whiskey, which is a type of whiskey specifically that has to be made from at least 51% corn. Hence the reason that's our primary product is We say that we're in the Napa Valley of the Corn Belt.
And, that's a good way to put it.
We also make a rye whiskey that is made from rye that we grow on the farm. And then we make some specialty whiskeys that we call our Artisan Series that are made from sort of exotic or heirloom varieties of corn. Just like specifically, we've got something coming available for sale tomorrow for the first time called Bloody Butcher Bourbon. And it's not by coincidence that we're releasing that at Halloween time.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's a bourbon made with this heirloom corn variety called Bloody Butcher with these dark, deep red kernels. And, you know, we grew it 6 years ago, distilled it 5 years ago, and have been waiting patiently to get it into a barrel. And it will be a fantastic product.
So that's released tomorrow?
Tomorrow. So we'll release it at our visitor center at 4:30 tomorrow. It's fairly limited, so if you truly have an interest in getting it from us at the location, you probably want to show up a little bit early. We also have it at a few locations, several locations throughout the state. None have very big allocations, but Benny's has got a good allocation of it. Our friends at Royal Wren in Geneva, the beer cellar locations in Geneva and Glen Ellen, Liquor and Wine, Malloy's, and several other places that I suggest you call first. don't
you
just
told
show
me
up.
Off the air this is going to sell out, and you're really excited about it. Are you satisfied with it? So that's the intriguing thing to me. Those of you who do what you do, be it a wine or a spirit, you have to just kind of wait and hope after 5 years, 6 years since you planted the seeds that this is going to be worth the wait. How do you know that it's going to be so good?
We don't do a lot of guessing, you know. So if we rewind 9 or so years ago when we first started, you know, we hired one of the best consultants in the industry by the name of Dave Pickerel to help us really utilize the high quality grain that we have on the farm. So from the beginning, you know, we had guidance to make sure we were doing things the right way. We know how to farm. We know how to raise high quality grain. So that's a variable that's eliminated. And then we put in some pretty strict standard operating procedures to make sure that day to day mistakes don't happen. And I'd put my money on that we have one of the best distillers in the country by the name of Rob Wallace. We brought him on the team 6 or 7 years ago. He subsequently enrolled himself at Harriet Watt University and got a master's degree in distillation and fermentation sciences, and has really taken our concept of utilizing high quality and unique corn to the nth degree, so much so he wrote a master's thesis on how varieties of corn affect the flavor of whiskey. So, you know, to answer your question, we make sure we don't have any surprises in the process. And if we find something that's not jiving, we stop as quickly as possible. But it is still a big leap of faith to say, well, let's plant this seed and hope that 6 years from now we've got a bottle that people are willing to wait in line for.
And you've got to float yourself that way too. You know, make the investment and then hope that it pays off down the road.
And beg your wife to go to work every day.
Trust me, honey, if you just support this idea in 6 years,
that's right.
I'll have these bottles and it'll be fantastic.
And in 6 years, just a few more years, I promise, we'll get there.
But then, you know, I see your stuff at the liquor store I go to in Ottawa, and I see it at the Binney's in Chicago, and I see a lot of other bottles with brown in there too. How do you distinguish yourself? How do people know to pick yours instead of Maker's Mark or somebody else?
You go on WGN, talk with King John for a little while, get his blessing.
No, you go on WGN and talk to Lou Manfredini.
There we go. Well, you know, so we as a team, you know, have confidence in our product. We do grassroots events to get people to taste it. We enroll in international tasting competitions to get third-party validation. You know, for instance, several of our products won double gold at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition, which is the Olympics of whiskey. And that's a key piece because we're not, those folks are tasting those blindly. There's no influence on having a buddy or a friend there or doing anything other than just truly getting folks to support that, you know, what we've made. So It's a full frontal assault on helping people know the brand,
right,
and
well,
picking the bottle.
What I want restaurants to, when I go to a restaurant and order a Manhattan or an Old Fashioned, maybe I do, maybe I don't see your liquor on the shelf. I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know or don't want, but that to me would be a great breakthrough as well.
The single best thing that a potential customer can do for us is when they walk into their favorite location, whether it's a bar or a restaurant or a retailer, is ask for us by name. And if we're not on the shelf, if enough folks ask for us by name, the person in charge of making those orders will call our distributor, which, by the way, is Heritage R&DC, and they'll get it delivered there.
815 texts in to say, I had my daughter's 30th birthday party at Whiskey Acres. It was fantastic. So tell me about the venue that we're going to have our event, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
So we built a visitor center, middle of a farmstead, the edge of a cornfield, where we can taste and sample and have a great experience there. On the 5th, when you're going to visit us, I'm going to be there. I'm going to give a private owner distiller guided tour, where I'm going to take you through the whole story of how we got started. We're going to show you how we make whiskey. We're going to go through that whole process. We're going to go in the barrel warehouse. I'm going to take a whiskey thief with me, which is a fancy word for a big straw, stick in the barrels, and we'll do some cask strength sampling. We'll taste some of our mainstay products. We'll have a wonderful catered lunch from our friends at Lodi Tap House in Maple Park, and I'm hoping you can bring a handful of speed jokes to entertain us along the way.
We want people to come, not come. So real quick here, the maple cask, just talk about this thing that I just put my nose in.
We make bourbon, and we empty those barrels and send them off to a couple maple syrup farms. those maple syrup farms then age maple syrup in the bourbon barrels. Then they empty the maple syrup, send them back to us, and we take bourbon that's ready to go into a bottle and then put it back into the bourbon maple syrup barrels for another year.
I think I've had that maple syrup, which is really good.
It's fantastic.
And because it just had, you go, was this aged in a whiskey barrel? But then when you have the bourbon, you go, wait a minute. So it's in my little commemorative glass you gave me here. It's not too mapley. It's not too syrupy. But you can tell it's different. And then you go, oh, yeah, there it is.
That's the point. We want it to be it's technically a flavored whiskey because we're using maple syrup casks, but we want it to be a whiskey drinker's flavored whiskey. It's 115 proof. So it's whiskey first. Ooh. You know, the maple really kind of backs off that heat you get from the whiskey. But I actually just talked with our friends at Benny's and they took delivery of the bourbon finished in maple syrup casks yesterday and we'll be taking it today and it will be on the shelf. Along with several of our single barrel offerings, and then tomorrow you'll be able to find our Bloody Butcher there as well.
Try this, because I've had this maple one before. I haven't tried the bloody one yet, but I will. But I'll personally endorse this one. This is really nice.
You know, the Bloody Butcher, as you mentioned, it will sell out. Tonight, I'm actually going to be doing a little bit of a release tasting at Lowe's at the Streeterville location. And they're actually what we call a flavor partner with us. So they're kind of featuring us as local guys and would encourage you to come there and hang out with me, have a couple sips. And we actually have quite a few exciting events coming up. November 3rd, we've got something called Aces in Places, which is essentially a University of Illinois alumni reunion at Whiskey Acres.
Oh, nice.
That'll be a ton of fun. We've got a whiskey dinner coming up at our friends Gobert's Farm up in Pingree Grove on November 5th, which means you and I are going to have a long day after we start that morning.
No kidding.
And, you know, whiskeyacres.com/events. We have our list of things coming up.
Well, and WGNradio.com/events is another way to find and buy the tickets for the event that we're going to do on Saturday. And not this Saturday, but next Saturday at 11 a.m. Okay, Nick, it's good to see you again. Congratulations on all the awards and on the new spirits. It smells really good, it looks really good, and it tastes really good. It's nice to see you.
My pleasure to be here, and can't wait to see you next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday.